The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Today's episode is not going to be three quick tips or five hacks or the website that you need to know or how to increase your email open rate by 10%. Instead, today's episode is going to be a little bit more philosophical, and today we're going to be talking about the future of doing business online. And if you're a business owner, if you have an online presence, a social media presence, and especially if you're someone who is building a website, you're building a course, you are building a new online e-commerce site, something like that, I really encourage you to keep listening, because today's conversation, and I really want this to be conversational, is meant for you. And there's going to be some things that I talk about today, some questions posed that I want you to consider for the future. And the idea for this podcast came from a conversation that my mom and I were having where, to be totally candid, we were talking about some of our membership sites, some of our courses and academies, and we were like, you know, it would be really great if we could have all of this just like right on Facebook or right on Instagram. So then people didn't have to have a separate login. They didn't have to, you know, go to whatever website and type in their passcode. Like, what if it could just all be on Instagram? What if it could just all be right there for them on YouTube because they're already on these social media platforms? Wouldn't it be great? And I'm sure recently you've noticed, or if you haven't noticed, you have at least been updated via some of these Build Your Tribe episodes that we've been putting out recently about all of the changes happening, not just on Instagram, but on Facebook and YouTube as well. All of these platforms are in a metaphorical arms race to become our go-to for everything. Let's think about just Instagram for just a minute. They have stories, lives, reels, feed posts. Those are the things that we're used to. They also have guides, which hardly anyone even uses or even knows about, but guides are essentially Instagram's own version of Pinterest. They also have the full direct message platform built into Instagram, the Instagram direct messages. I mean, that might as well be, you know, WhatsApp or Facebook Messenger or even text messages. You know, that's your messaging application. And now Instagram is rolling out new features like subscriptions. So that is OnlyFans, that's Patreon, that's, you know, Twitch live streaming, that's replacing these pay-for-view services or these pay-to-subscribe services. Instagram's introducing that. I would say that currently the only real social media thing that Instagram doesn't have is it doesn't have text posts in the feed. I mean, I guess you could make a text post, but it doesn't have things, a way to just like post something that's just purely text, the way, you know, like a tweet on Twitter would be. And then the only other thing that Instagram doesn't really have that other social networks have is like a groups option. There's group direct messages, and, you know, of course, multiple people can tune into a live and it feels like you're in a group, but it's not truly a group in the way that like a Facebook group is a group. There's not really, you know, a way that like multiple people can post within a group. It's just not the same on Instagram as it is on Facebook groups. But besides that, Instagram pretty much does it all. Like, it offers pretty much everything that every other social network offers. I guess there's not like live streaming TV or sports on Instagram, but, you know, I'm sure there are people out there who prop up their phone and go live on Instagram whenever there is a big sporting event, and they just point their phone right at the TV screen, and it's basically the same thing as, you know, those illegally pirated live streaming TV shows. But we're getting sidetracked. Basically, what I'm saying here is that Instagram alone is trying to be our everything. Instagram is trying to be the do-it-all, all-in-one-place platform. And so when we as business owners are creating our own websites and we're creating our own platforms, we are trying to compete with Instagram. Instagram has 1 billion monthly users already. Instagram's been around for 15 years already. That's a lot to compete with. That's a lot to ask our customers, our followers, our subscribers, whatever you want to call them, our clients, to use these other platforms, to log into our websites and to spend their time not getting the dopamine fixes that they get on social media, but to be logging into our sites. There's a great statistic. There's actually plenty of studies that have been done that have shown this, but over 98% of website traffic goes to the top 10 websites. And you know what the top 10 websites are. I mean, they're the 10 websites that we're all using every day. It's Facebook, Instagram, it's Twitter, it's YouTube, it's Google, of course, it's TikTok now. These top 10 sites, they make up 98% of mobile traffic. That means less than 2% of the time are people doing other things. People are just spending more time on social, and there's a million different reasons for that. We could talk about the dopamine. We could talk about how addictive these social networks are. We could talk about the social component. But without even worrying about why, let's just start with the facts, which is that people are spending their time on social networks, not really spending their time on our websites. And you see, 10 years ago, when Instagram was just pictures, when there's no such thing as TikTok, when Facebook was a third of what it is today, when YouTube was just videos, because we haven't even talked about YouTube yet, but think about, there's YouTube Shorts. You can make almost like feed posts or text posts on YouTube. YouTube has lives. YouTube has paid subscriptions now. YouTube has ads. YouTube is a whole beast in and of itself. But, you know, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, YouTube was pretty much just videos. So back then, it made a lot of sense to build your own site, to have like a WordPress site, to have your own fancy course online that people could consume. And even back then, people were spending most of their time on these top 10 sites. Most of the time, people weren't logging into our sites, but still, it made sense to build them. It made sense that we offered these as business owners because there was nowhere else where anyone could get anything like that. But now, not only can they get them on social media, they can get them from just like one social media app alone, whatever their preference is. If people's preference is YouTube, they can get pretty much everything from YouTube. If people love Instagram, they can get pretty much everything from Instagram. TikTok even is starting to roll out new features to emulate Instagram and YouTube. So TikTok is introducing TikTok Stories. TikTok doesn't currently have subscriptions, but they do have a way that you can send tips to creators during live videos, which is essentially very, very similar to streaming on a platform like Twitch, like many gamers do. So even TikTok is introducing more and more features, and in many people's opinion, crowding their platform with these new releases. Speaking of crowding the platform and new features, I want to talk about that for a second when it pertains to your website. As these social networks start to grow and add all these new features, it can be tempting to try to recreate those things on our own platforms. I think of even something like the Insta Club Hub, where we have lives, we have recorded trainings, which is kind of like the feed. We have a Q&A section, which is kind of like direct messages. We have a Hot This Week section, which is like a weekly blog of what's hot, what's trending on Instagram, the trending sounds, the trending audios, and the new Instagram features. So we have a lot of different features. We have so much at your fingertips. I didn't even mention we have, you know, templates for pre-made post ideas and all this great stuff. But from what we found, most of our users don't use all of these things. The number one reason for cancellation of the Insta Club Hub, if we're being totally transparent, is people don't feel like they're using things enough. Here's some statistics. Columbia University of Chicago deleted 97% of the pages on their website, and the next year, student application inquiries went up by 80%. Here's some more. The Norwegian Cancer Society removed 90% of their content and saw extremely positive results. The U.S. Department of Health deleted 150,000 of its 200,000 pages. They literally deleted 3 out of 4 pages, and there wasn't one person who complained. There wasn't one person who even said anything. In fact, according to a study done by Service Design Magazine, about 90% of our web pages, 90% of our websites, even 90% of the pages that we put on our websites aren't used. They aren't looked at. So So if people even are looking at our websites, if people even are visiting our courses and our pages, people are only really looking at, reading, and using about 10% of those pages. And so one of the lessons here that I think that we can walk away from, one of the things we can learn, is that we need to simplify. If we want people to continue to visit and reuse our websites over and over again, if we want to be one of those people who are in the 2% of sites that are actually used, besides just the big 10 most visited sites, we need to make our websites simple. If I'm thinking right now about the sites that I visit every single day, the websites that I visit the most, besides the big 10, it's for me right now, Wordle, which is just a little game that I play every single day. There's a reason to visit it every single day. If you've been playing Wordle, you know what I'm talking about. But it's a simple website. It's literally just one page. I don't click anywhere else. I don't have to search anything. I don't have to click on any links. It's just one page. I really only have, I think, two other websites that I visit every single day. One of them is a page where I can just paste the link from TikTok of a TikTok video and then download the video without the logo, so that if I share something on TikTok, I can save it to my phone without having that TikTok logo on it. So I use that site every day. And that site's so simple. It's also just one page. Literally, the page is just like a little bar where I can paste in the link and then I press download. It's as simple as possible. And then the only other site that I use on a daily basis is a Google image of a iPhone overlay, because I'm often taking that iPhone overlay and putting it onto my Instagram stories so I can use it for tutorials. But again, that's just one page. So for the sites, for the pages and the domains that I'm visiting on a daily basis, they're simple. They're really easy to use. I can visit it. I can get in and get out. I can get what I need, and I don't have to spend a bunch of time there. Now, of course, there are sites where I'm going to spend more time. Like right now, as we're furnishing our townhome that I just moved into, like, you know, I'm going on West Elm. I'm going on, you know, some of these other Craigslist. I'm going on some of these furniture resale websites and scrolling for hours. But that's only because I have a specific problem to solve. But even just in talking about that, Facebook Marketplace comes to mind. And honestly, most of the things that we have bought recently were from Facebook Marketplace. So there you have it. I'm right back onto one of the top 10 sites. So again, I think a big lesson to learn here is don't try to overcomplicate things. Don't try to make, you know, really intricate, beautiful websites with thousands of pages and solve every single problem for every single possible issue. Instead, just make your sites simple. Make your landing pages, your opt-in pages simple. Make your promotional websites and your blogs and your courses simple, easy to use. Less can oftentimes, especially in this social media web 3.0 internet world that we live in, less can be more. That's the first thing I want us to think about.
Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers. Start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have two live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed two live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit instaclubhub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode.
Another thing that I want us to think about is circling back to what we were talking about at the beginning and how these social networks are trying to be our everything. Is it really worth it for you to spend thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars designing and building a website, hosting it, doing all that, when you might not even really need one? I know plenty of people who do affiliate marketing, influencer marketing, or even just streaming and having subscribers right on social networks and make a full-time living. And of course, there's something to be said for email marketing. I don't think email marketing is dead. I don't think text message marketing is dead. But you can collect emails and you can collect phone numbers without even having a website. You can build an email list and a text subscriber list without building a website. And the one reason that those things might be beneficial is, you know, what happens if these social networks crash? What happens if you get banned, if your account gets deleted? It would be really nice if there was a way to contact people offline. So having an email list, having a text message list, having a contact list, I do still think is important. But having a website, I don't know. I mean, even myself personally, like me, Brock Johnson, I have a website, but nobody visits it. I don't really use it. People are like, oh, what's your website? I'll tell them, but usually I just direct them to the Insta Club Hub because like I don't need a website. I've built this following and I've built my email list and I've built this business without really using my website for much of anything at all, if we're being totally honest here. So you can do it. You can build a big business without a website, which is crazy to think about because, you know, even a few years ago, I probably wouldn't have said that and we probably wouldn't have let a podcast on Build Your Tribe air in which one of us said, eh, you could do it without a website, but you can. In this modern day and age, in the year 2022 and onwards, you really don't need a website. You truly don't. And that's just right now. Instagram comes out with a brand new feature every single week, basically. Almost every single day, there's some big new update or change on Instagram that I'm reporting to all of our Insta Clubbers about. And also, now that I have relationships with Instagram staff, now that I have some connections with people who are working in development at Instagram, I'm aware of some things that are coming down the pipeline and I'm seeing what they're testing and the conversations that they're having. Of course, I don't get to be in all of their boardroom meetings. I don't get to be in any of their boardroom meetings. But I can tell you some of the things that Instagram is planning on creating, I'm sure you can imagine. They're trying to build ways that we can offer online products like courses and memberships and subscription services right on Instagram. They're, I'm sure, working on ways that we can build community and have like Facebook pages, but on Instagram for Instagram groups, like we have Facebook groups. So I'm sure you can imagine in 5 years from now, how much bigger is Instagram going to be? How many more features are there going to be on Facebook? How much capability is YouTube going to have in 5 years? So why? And this is a question that you might want to consider. And I'm not saying I'm absolutely right here, but just thinking about this myself, why would you want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, hundreds of hours building your own site, building your own platform, when ultimately people are going to be able to do the exact same things on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, Google? They're going to be able to do those same things there. And those are the platforms they're already used to. Those are the platforms they already like. Those are the platforms where they're already spending 98% of their time. So I just want you to consider that moving forward. I want you to consider the power of social media. I mean, we talk about it all the time, and this is called Build Your Tribe. Think about the power of building a really tight-knit community on whatever social media, social network is your favorite. The power of establishing your own credibility on one of these platforms. And it's not too late. It's not too late to grow on Instagram. It's not too late to grow on Facebook or YouTube. It's not too late to grow on TikTok. And I will let you know one other last thing before we sign off. If you look at the trends of social networks over time, when they come out, when they gain in popularity, when they start to compete with each other. Within the next 5 years, I would not be surprised if there's a new social network that establishes itself as a big player in this game. It might be TikTok. TikTok is definitely established. It's definitely here to stay. But we all, I think, can agree, especially business owners who have tried to grow on TikTok, is it's not quite YouTube. It's not quite Facebook and Instagram yet. It's going to be really, really interesting to see over the next 12 to 24 months what happens with TikTok, especially as it starts to create these new features like TikTok stories, like TikTok following page. There's rumors that they're going to redesign the app and the way we use it. So it's going to be really interesting. I know TikTok advertising is something that we're starting to do in our business, and we're really closely tracking the data and the results on that because Facebook ads have become a very, very saturated and competitive environment. So TikTok might be the next frontier. But it's going to be really interesting over the next year or two with what happens to TikTok. I think TikTok is definitely going to be here to stay, but I'm not sure if it's going to establish itself as a major player in the game the way that Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube are, or if it's going to kind of fade away, or if it's going to be bought out, or if there's going to be some new social network that comes to the table, that shows up, that establishes itself. And then what's going to happen with that app? Is that app going to establish itself, or is it going to be bought out by Facebook, aka Meta, and ultimately just be monopolized by one of those companies? And this entire conversation, we haven't even talked about Web 3.0 or virtual reality or the metaverse or cryptocurrency or any of those things or augmented reality. So that's a whole nother layer to this game. And I think what I can say about those things is Facebook, Meta, YouTube, Instagram, they're already pushing hard into Web 3.0. Just this week, Instagram announced that they are bringing NFTs onto Instagram. So all of that to just say, and to sum up everything we've been talking about today, I want you to seriously consider the importance and the value of social media, building your following, building your tribe on social media, and also the relevancy of building your own website. The necessity for building your own platform, your own course, your own domain that people are going to be visiting. I'm not saying there's necessarily a right or wrong answer here, but I want you to spend some time critically thinking about where you want to spend your energy, where you want to spend your time, and where you want to spend your resources. I hope you enjoyed this episode today. I would love to hear what your thoughts are. And as I said at the very beginning, I wanted this to be a dialogue. So I'm sure you had a lot of thoughts flooding through your head as you listened today. I would love if you sent me a message on Instagram. My Instagram handle is @Brock11Johnson. Send me a little direct message over on Instagram and let me know what your thoughts are about today's episode. I would love to hear from you. I would love to hear your feedback. And if you enjoyed today's episode, make sure that you subscribe to Build Your Tribe so that whenever we release our new episodes, which by the way, come out every Tuesday and Thursday, they automatically are downloaded to your device. That way you don't have to worry about searching out whatever the new episode is or finding Build Your Tribe. It's just automatically added to your queue. So it's easier to find these episodes. But I just want to say, I really appreciate you for listening today. I hope you have a great rest of your day, a great rest of your week. I hope the rest of your month is awesome. And as always, happy networking.
Hey, it's Kristen, Shalene's podcast manager. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, could you go and leave a review for Shalene and Brock? Let them know what it is you liked about this episode, what really hit home, and what would you like them to cover in a future episode? And while you're at it, could you just double check to be sure that you are subscribed? That way, if you're subscribed, you won't miss a single episode, which is released every Tuesday and Thursday. Did you know that Shalene has another podcast called The Shalene Show? It's all about living your best life. She gives you tips about improving things physical, mental health, mindset, habits, relationships, nutrition, fitness, sleep, and so much more. She has the best interviews also. But if you're already subscribed to both Build Your Tribe and The Shalene Show, you really should go check out Patreon. Did you know The Shalene Show is now on Patreon? Shalene gets super personal, spills the tea on everything she can't on her other podcasts. You also get to experience Brett, completely unfiltered, completely confident, and completely hysterical. You can find it at patreon.com/theshleen show. Anyways, thanks for listening. Remember, anything referenced in this episode, including links to all the other podcasts, can be found below in the show notes.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.